Hawaii. Again, another good day, Jennifer. Can you imagine another good day, Jennifer?
Seems like it was just a good day yesterday.
It was, and I'll bet it'll be a good day tomorrow at this time as we go through in this hour the reports in the news that are not necessarily what everybody else is talking about, but things that are of interest and import. I guess the tax mandate, tax cuts, both parties looking for goodwill. I'm not sure that that's a big news story. I think the thing that people do not want to deal with, do not want to talk about, do not examine, don't even bring the cards up from the General Accounting Office information of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. People say they get, well, it's not tired of me beating this drum. It's not any more tiresome than listening to all these people say they want to pay more taxes. Business executives telling the president that they are happy to help as much as they can. What does that mean? You want to pay more taxes so they can waste more money? Why don't you get serious and get down to the nitty-gritty? Where is there one voice? Well, Ron Paul. Where are the two voices? Doug Steffen. Number three. I'm not in Congress.
Although
that's
kind
of an idea. I could be, yeah. All right, so there's a lot of hooey there. The head of the Long Island Power Authority resigned after a group of customers filed a class action lawsuit accusing the Power Authority being grossly negligent in its response to Hurricane Sandy. Man, that's an action that was a long time coming.
Yeah.
Michael Harvey's resignation comes as the governor of New York announces the formation of a commission to investigate how the power companies were prepared or not for the storm. Hello? They don't
care.
Because
there's still some without power right
now.
Yeah.
There are. 45,000 people still do not have power on Long Island. 2 weeks after the storm. How is that rational, given what these people pay for power, what any of us pay for power?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I don't like regulation. I think the best thing that happened for lots of businesses was when Reagan deregulated. But under the circumstances here, are there certain businesses that need to be regulated? And is the power business one of those businesses? You figure it out. Call us at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. I'm looking at, I'm not sure where the popular stories that are trending. General, this is usually your bailiwick. Petraeus to testify behind closed doors on Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
Women in Petraeus scandal lose security passes. FBI agent linked to Petraeus scandal identified. McCain scolds reporter for one of the dumbest questions I've ever heard. Now that sounds. Let's see what we can. Doesn't that intrigue you a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
The dumbest questions.
Yeah.
During a press conference addressing security issues after the terrorist attack. Let's see here if I can get to the bottom of this. Senator McCain scolded a reporter for suggesting former CIA Director Petraeus and his affair was of higher national security concern than the Benghazi attack. And apparently Mr. McCain thought that was pretty ridiculous. And you know what? He's probably right. What do you think?
I was surprised the president did a press conference yesterday.
How so?
It was a weird one to listen to because the press was actually kind of hard on him.
Really?
Because usually
the election's over now. He's there. Who's going to chase him out? Now let's have some fun.
Now they're having some fun with him. Yeah, I mean, he even got to the point where he was so frustrated. He says, if you want to go after somebody about Benghazi, go after me.
Yeah, really. A lot of good it'll do you now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, it's.
It was a different tone.
Were you uncomfortable listening to
it? A little bit, yeah. And then there was also talk of global warming, a lot of it.
Really? Mm-hmm. What kind of talk?
About how he thinks it's a real problem, and that could be some of the reason behind Sandy, and that he's going to start in doing some work on that.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does any of it mean? I don't know.
800-510-8255. Mick Jagger made a David Petraeus joke when he introduced HBO's new documentary, The Rolling Stones, Crossfire Hurricane, at the Ziegfeld Theater. There's a lot of change, he said, in America since we first came here. The film takes you back to a younger, perhaps gentler America, an America where only IBM and the military had computers, where there were no smartphones, no emails, and a simpler America where we didn't read other people's emails, so we didn't know four-star generals were having affairs. There's Mick Jagger getting in on topic. He should host a radio talk program.
That would be kind of funny. You know, just because you're talking about trending topics, I went over to Yahoo to see if any of the Betrayus stuff was trending this morning.
Yes.
And the only thing that is, and I haven't heard about this because I skipped the news last night.
Ooh.
But Jill Kelly's twin sister is trending at number 7 on Yahoo. Yeah.
Because?
I don't know.
Oh. It's a mystery.
I was hoping that you would know.
I don't. I know that she's a four. I think she's a $3 bill. I was going to say a $4 bill, which didn't deserve that much credit. She's as big a phony as you can come. These people, I've come across four or five of these folks when I was closer to things going on in Washington a number of years ago. These people would always crop up at the big events, like the reporters' dinner that they have every year, White House reporters' dinner that they have at the Hilton, and then the... What is the other one? They have two or three of these where the president comes in and there's some famous host and they joke about each other and have some fun, yada, yada, yada. Well, there are always these people who want to seem important, who want to have a place at the table, who want to be heard or seen or in some way they want to justify their existence because they got nothing else to do in their lives. So they have, they love these guys in uniform, they love people in power, so they wrap themselves around.
The hanger-oners.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what they are. And they usually have children that are being taken care of by nannies, and they want to do something with their lives, so they seem to want. Their husbands pay no attention to them, so therefore they go off and find somebody who will pay attention to them. They want to be important. They want to be loved. They want to feel like they're doing something. And in fact, all they're doing is foolish, nonsensical stuff. But yet they're given credibility. You see pictures of Paula Broadwell, whatever her name is, and this Kelly, and all these military events, and they're standing around talking to the generals. Generals are looking at them. They're looking at you-know-what. That's what they're looking at. So they don't even know they're being used.
Because
that's
groupie.
What they are. They're being used.
Yeah.
They're eye candy. Wallflowers. It's the military is extraordinarily sexist. Beyond the beyond. Over the top. You can say what you will about women serving as pilots or in the front lines or in general in the military. They are objects. And men who put on the uniform, we give them a lot of credit, but you know what? A lot of them are pigs because of the way they handle women and the way... the other side of it is, as somebody said, to try to defend Petraeus, he's in a far-off land, and his wife's not around, and he gets lonely at night. So what's he to do when an attractive woman comes by?
Bum, chicka, bum, bum.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Hey, I found out
why
that the
do you
twin
think men
sister...
in the service are any different than men who aren't? Petraeus made a big deal out of the code of honor or justice. You can't have affairs. You can't be messing around with women when you're in service. What a hypocrite. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
Okay, so I think the reason the story is trending is that apparently both Petraeus and Allen defended Jill Kelly's identical twin sister in some sort of messy child custody battle.
Yes.
That's why she's trending.
Really?
There
you
go.
Swell. Okay.
I know. I had to do a little research because I thought, why is the twin sister trending? This is weird.
Everybody connected.
This is like a soap opera, isn't it?
It really
is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's connected. It's like Kevin Bacon. There's somebody everywhere connected to this.
You know, none of it
makes any sense.
It's a big world.
I was going to say none of it makes any sense. None of it makes any difference. Whether it makes any sense or not is one thing. And, again, I believe the FBI. I'm looking at this guy, the fellow who started the email probe. Looking at a picture of him reminds me of most of these guys who just, they have the look, these former military guys who have that look in their eyes, like, if you get in my way, I'm going to break you in two, that kind of stuff. And they feel, these are guys that also need to feel like they're important in some way, shape, or form. So what's the deal? His name is Frederick Humphreys, former federal agent. who started the investigation. Now he's out, and he's got a lawyer. He received the initial complaint from Jill Kelly. Somehow she knew him. She sent the information from Broadwell to him, and he starts his own investigation pretty much on his own. And then he, you know, how does that make any? How does one guy get off on that trail unless they don't have enough to do? Or they're not being properly directed, which is probably more where the FBI probably has a lot to do, or you'd think they would have a lot to do. But here they are off on these tangents. Doing what? There's no national security involved here. Yeah, there's some things that she ought not to know, but she was writing a book about him. I don't know. I just, it's annoying at best. I'm looking at some of the other things trending on Facebook here. I see our friend Joe Crummy has recommended Paula Broadwell and a deeper story on this, which is kind of interesting. The Facebook stuff and what the is there investigation going on Facebook? Can you follow social media and actually learn something? That's a good question, don't you think, Jennifer?
Can you follow social media and actually learn something?
Yeah, I mean, do you actually learn things when you're following some of the threads on Facebook? Yeah, that's maybe a good question for you to ask. What do you learn by being on Facebook? Check it out, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Celebrating 25 years of broadcast excellence, as the Rutberger says. It's Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Was just released, Andy.
What was it, Conan?
New study came out. According to a new study, humans may be gradually losing their intelligence. The study was conducted by watching 4 minutes of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Up on Mars, the NASA rover just scooped up some Martian soil and tasted it to analyze its ingredients. Pretty amazing. They detected sulfur, chlorine, carbonites, and nitrates. Basically, Mars is made of the same stuff Twinkies are made of. It's basically the same.
This is kind of interesting. They say that for the first time since we started doing it, texting has started to decline. A new report has found that the average number of text messages a cell phone customer in the United States sends has dropped from 700 a month on average to 675 a month, which is still a lot, but it's down. Maybe texting is down because a lot of the people who text and drive are now dead. Or maybe it's just Tiger Woods isn't texting as much as the whole...
People magazine announced that Channing Tatum is 2012's sexiest man alive. While Florida will announce their results sometime next week. They're still counting. Some more entertainment news. It's rumored that Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke may be the next star of The Bachelorette. You know, a place where a bunch of dudes try to win the affection of one lady. Or as they call that in Washington, the Pentagon.
So, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien. All right, so.
You could do that job. Conan O'Brien.
Andy, what's his name? Andy Dick? What's that guy's name? Andy something.
Richter.
Andy Richter.
Took me a second. Richter. Richter. I like him.
Yeah, seems okay. It's very obvious that it's a play on Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Very obvious.
Isn't everybody in late night a play on Ed in some way?
Yeah, well, I don't think Jay doesn't have somebody.
He was just that good.
Yeah, he was. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com and Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And our Facebook contest will underscore where we are with that. Jennifer's doing a great job with the moms and the tips that you can send to us, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or tweet us at Good Day Show. We pick a winning smart mom tip of the day every day and give them a $25 Visa gift card, plus at the end of the week, $150 cosmetic combination creams and face washes and all that good stuff from Pure Attitude. Ellen DeGeneres has a good radio and television program.
She does?
She hasn't been on the radio for a while. Why was I going down that street? Who knows? Here, Ellen laughs on her program at a study that shows a person's gaydar is about 60% accurate. This ought to be good.
I read something this morning. This is absolutely true. Not making it up. I'm sharing with you what I read. Recently, the National Science Foundation did a study to see if gaydar is real. Y'all know what gaydar is. For those those of you who do not know what gaydar is, it's a term used to describe our ability to tell if someone is gay or not. And if you're really good at it, you can tell if they're straight, but they try it stuff at camp. You may have noticed your gaydar is going off as soon as you walked into the studio. Please keep it on silent during the show. According to the study, gaydar is only 60% accurate. That's 10% more than 50-50. That's like 60% is nothing to be proud of. 60% of the time, I know which Olsen twin I'm talking to. It's crazy that this is a real study. I'm fine with my tax dollars going to fix potholes in streets or help teachers and give teachers more money. But this is ridiculous. Why do we need gaydar? We have TMZ to tell us who's gay.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, so Jen, what's trending on Facebook as far as the Doug Steffen clan is concerned?
The Doug Steffen clan. Well, first I have to tell you, our very own Rich McFadden is trending.
Why?
Is trending right now because he apparently had lunch with the sommelier yesterday. So there are pictures of wine all over.
Really?
All over the Facebook page.
So did he get stiff? That's the wasn't that the expression when you have too much to drink, you get so-called you stiff.
Oh, I've never heard that before, but okay.
Well, we'll examine that in the next half hour then, here on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you've ever broken a luggage strap or had a suitcase lose a wheel, you don't have to raise your hand. I know it means all of you. Wear and tear on luggage is normal when you're traveling, but there are things you can do. Not all luggage warranties are created equal. In fact, most of them are garbage. Briggs & Raleigh, by the way, has a lifetime guarantee that actually lives up to its name. If your luggage is damaged or broken, they'll repair it free of charge for life. Designer brand Tumi has a 5-year warranty, but pay attention to the fine print. Your first year gives you complete coverage free of charge. But for years 2 through 5, any damage as a result of wear and tear, guess what? Your problem, buddy. Despite the best warranty, sometimes you find yourself on the road with broken luggage. But there's no need to panic because there are local luggage repair stores everywhere. You know where you're going to find them? Look for shoemakers and shoe repair places. They do the best repair on luggage. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's a discount for good but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. We also have accident-free discounts.
You give people one free accident?
Not quite. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug with the irregular news. This is a proxy for the people. So I have a people personal question, a personal pink-purple people leader people question. I don't usually ask trivia questions in this hour of Good Day, but I do have, hey, this is the only hour in which we may delve much into things that are considered political or governmental. So I have a question that is as unique as you've heard me ask for a long time, Jennifer.
Ooh, this is a challenge. Okay.
Here's the question. First part, this is a two-part question. Has there ever been a congressman who represented more than one state? That's the first part of the question. And if so, who was it? 800-510-8255. Pretty intriguing, right?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a congressman or congressperson to represent more than one state? You got the concept? 800-510-8255. And what was his name?
Was his name-o? It wasn't B-I-N-G-O, right?
Right. It wasn't. Okay. 800-510-8255. See if you can figure it out. It may be the answer to the first part of it is no. There was never a congressman that served more than one state. And if the answer is no, then you don't have to go any further than that. But if the answer is yes, I would like to know what, who, where, how, and when those states existed. Not as states, but that circumstance existed, okay? 800-510-8255 is the phone number. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com and to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. All right. So, meanwhile, back in reality, the president of this company here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I live, linked to the meningitis outbreak, took the fifth yesterday.
Oh, no. That's never good.
No.
You might as well just have a sign that says, I'm guilty when you take the fifth.
That's right. Testified on Capitol. Well, he went to Capitol Hill, had a nice ride down on the plane, and when he got on to the, they have the these big tables in front of these hearing rooms, and as he was asked questions, Mr. Barry Cadden invoked his Fifth Amendment right.
Not so much.
Before being excused, he declined to answer questions, including one about inspection reports that found visible contamination in the vials for the shots his company distributed. company called the New England Compounding Center is no more. 30-some-odd people have died. 400-some-odd people have been infected in this outbreak, Jennifer. His appearance followed the testimony of Joyce Lovelace, whose 78-year-old husband died of meningitis after he got a steroid injection. The compounding was done at this facility. So now, as usual, after the cows and horses are out of the barn, the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, after 7 years of ignoring what was going on in this place, is going to recommend changes in the regulatory landscape for compounding pharmacies, placing those that produce drugs on a large scale in a new category that would give the agency more power to police them. They had the power to police them before, they just didn't. So now we need more power. We need more inspectors. We need to be able to get in there and look around and see what they're mixing there. These are the same people that 2 weeks after the first people died, showed up in a nighttime raid at this facility here in Framingham, when the people who ran it, this guy, Cadden, C-A-D-D-E-N, did say that you can come in and have anything you want. You don't have to break down the front door to get in. Oh, these big phonies. This just big, it's phoniness at the its worst, I guess, Jennifer. I don't know what, just these kinds of things so send me over the top. These people are dead because the FDA didn't do their job. That's it. This company should have been out of business 7 years ago. They knew there were all kinds of irregularities. And instead, I don't know where the influence came in on this. It'd be interesting to see if some congressman or somebody went to the FDA and said, look, leave these guys alone, they're fine. So the state of Massachusetts was put in charge of monitoring this outfit, and they don't have the tools to do it. And plus, again, if they're politically connected to Washington, you don't think they're politically connected to what goes on in the state?
Sure.
It's the same thing. All right, so the old hoo-ha is now taking place. Hoo-ha. Later in the half hour, Jennifer has some info on Guy Fieri, his restaurant.
Yes, and big time scoop on that, too.
Okay, she's got the scoop on that. Elizabeth Banks in the news. Mariah Carey in the news. Oh, you know what? Normally I ignore Justin Bieber stories, but this one's too good to ignore.
Oh.
A little brat. So you can figure.
I think it's so funny you don't like him.
I do not. He
for
just
no
represents.
Good reason. You just
what do you mean
like
for no
him?
Good reason? I don't like him because he's an annoying, spoiled brat, and he's looking for privilege, and that's really one of the outcomes of this whole deal here.
See, I don't get that from him so much because he's never been in trouble.
Right. Well, he has. He is in trouble now.
Right.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay. So we figured out the name of the congressman who may or may not have served in two different states. What do you think?
I'm stumped.
Really? You shouldn't be.
I shouldn't be?
No. All right. We'll see if we get a call or two on this in a moment. And if not, I, your friendly, amicable, amiable, say it again, Doug, and intelligent host, who
I'm
knows more
too
than the average bear, mm-hmm, will relay the answer to the question, as silly as it may or may not be. All right? So we're working on this, and we'll pause for a moment in the action. Don't you move a muscle unless you're going to the phone to dial 800-510-8255 here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Cooking and entertaining doesn't have to be stressful around the holidays. Verizon is launching the Fast Festive Fun with Sandra Lee contest to show how to streamline all of your cooking and entertaining needs and win fabulous prizes. Food Network host Sandra Lee has details.
Do you have a fast, festive, fun holiday recipe? Submit your best homemade or semi-homemade recipe that can be shared and used to entertain your family and your friends. Your entries are going to be judged on originality, cost, speed, and ease. The categories include things like desserts, appetizers, entrees, and leftovers. The grand prize is a Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 and my Sandra Lee 10-piece stainless steel cookware set. Verizon offers so many ways to incorporate technology into the kitchen by using your mobile devices for grocery store lists or looking up recipes and, of course, showing off your culinary creations on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or entering the contest.
To submit your best recipe and learn how to introduce technology in your kitchen, visit Verizon now through December 19th at verizoninsider.com/Sandra Lee.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
800-510-8255. All right, so we're working on a little bit of trivia, only because this person does exist. The answer is yes to the first part of the question. Let's see if Keith, who's listening to KWAM in Memphis, can identify this person and the states from which he served. Hi, Keith. Welcome to Good Day.
Good day.
How do you do, sir?
I'm going to say Tennessee and New York. Harold Ford Jr.
Tennessee and New York. Harold Ford Jr. I don't know who Harold Ford Jr. is. Can you tell us more about him?
No, I can't. I just know the candidate.
How'd you find... How did you find this information, sir?
When you gave the question, I just thought about it, and I said, I know this congressman did serve in Tennessee,
really?
And New York has served.
Well, I think that I don't know that man. I'm going to send my crack, crack staff of investigators we have here in the Good Day program out to find out more about this person. What's his name again?
Harold Ford Jr.
Harold Ford Jr.
Not to be confused with Gerald Ford. Right?
No, not at all. All right, Keith, thank you. 800-510-825. I probably should just answer this question. Pretty interesting. The man's name is Ed Foreman. He was born on a farm in New Mexico as a civil engineering graduate in New Mexico State, motorcycle, sports car, and hot air balloon enthusiast. He's one of the 10 outstanding young men in America, named that by the USJCs in 1964, a leader in executive development programs around the country. He's been on the board of a dozen successful corporations. He has now his own business, travels a couple hundred thousand miles a year, is a motivational speaker, served as a congressman from both Texas and New Mexico, not at the same time. Pretty interesting, huh? And Jennifer says, in looking at his resume,
he
could be my new best friend, could be my soulmate.
I just looked up Harold Ford, by the way.
Yes.
He was born in 1970, young chap.
Yeah.
He is the chairman of the now-defunct Democratic Leadership Council, and he was a member of the United States House of Representatives in Tennessee for the 9th Congressional District, and he ran in New York for Senate, but he didn't win. Yeah.
Right,
so,
okay.
Close.
That was close. That was good.
Yeah,
he did his work.
That was good.
Yep, did a good job. All right, so what have you found out so far this hour that you didn't know before, Jennifer?
I learned who Harold Ford Jr. was. I learned that you have a soulmate out there in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's about it.
All right. So let's let's turn things around now to what we know about the Food Network chef Guy Fieri.
Well, you know, Guy Fieri is huge on the Food Network. He actually, the reason he's a star is he won their first season of their reality show, I Want to Be a Food Network Star. That's how Guy Fieri got famous. Now, he has a couple of restaurants up in Northern California, and, you know, being a sommelier, I sometimes go up to Northern California for wine tasting.
Yes, I know.
And I have heard terrible things about his restaurants up there. Johnny Garlic's one of them. People say, you know, people
Johnny
get excited.
Garlic? Sounds like the name of a movie. Johnny Dangerously Meet Johnny Garlic.
So excited to go to a Guy Fieri restaurant because he's on TV all the time.
Ugh.
And everybody that I know that's been there has been disappointed. Well, now he's opened up a restaurant in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the middle, I mean, just right in the middle of everything. And Anthony Bourdain a few weeks ago came out and kind of attacked him.
He's
but
a
he
New
attacks
York
everybody.
Writer,
so, you know, well, no, Anthony Bourdain's that famous travel guy.
Oh,
and he attacked him a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, now the New York Times did a scathing review of Guy's restaurant, Times Square restaurant yesterday, Guy's American Kitchen. They said, hey, did you try that blue drink, the one that glows like nuclear waste? The watermelon margarita? Any idea why it tastes like some combination of radiator fluid and formaldehyde? Why did the toasted marshmallow taste like fish? Not only did they did they say that the food was not great, but they said the service was terrible too. So, I think he's got to up his game in the old restaurant business.
All right. So Elizabeth Banks has something in common with Christopher Maloney's wife. You know what that is?
No.
Had a child. They've had two children, she and Max Handelman, and both of them have been via surrogates.
Oh, okay.
Chris Maloney. Remember I told you the story about Chris Maloney a long time? Nobody's going to remember this. Maloney was the star of SVU.
I remember he was your neighbor. I didn't remember
was
the
my neighbor for a while. I met his wife, a nice lady, and then I met the surrogate of their second, I think, second child. Anyway, this apparently is a trend, Jennifer. More women who want to keep working.
Sarah Jessica Parker used a surrogate?
Yeah. So how does that actually work? Are the eggs and the sperm from you and your husband get put into somebody else?
It can
grow.
Work two. It can work one of two ways. The way I think it worked for her is they take an egg from her, they take the sperm from the guy, and then they have just a
test tube baby.
Place. The safe place is the surrogate, so she's the one that uses her womb to carry the child. There are also cases when the woman can't have a baby where it's the woman that is the surrogate provides the egg as well.
All right. So that's an interesting trend. Mm-hmm. Who would do that? Would you do that?
If I couldn't have a baby, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not necessarily about not being able to have a baby. It's about not
but
wanting to have
if
the
I
stretch
could,
marks.
Well, that's my thing. If I could carry my child, I would.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yeah. All right.
I couldn't.
Justin Bieber in trouble.
Your favorite kid. He was pulled over by the cops on Tuesday night. He was driving around in his white Ferrari.
Yeah,
you know, who doesn't have a white Ferrari?
16-year-old kid driving around in a white Ferrari.
He's 18 now.
Oh, 18.
Come on.
Excuse me. Yeah, right. Okay.
He was busted for making an unsafe left turn during the stop. Officers discovered that his registration had expired, so he was given a nice big fat ticket for that.
Yeah. Okay. Being put in his place. I'm Justin Bieber. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But what the heck? What is this kid going to be like in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
See, I don't
if
think
he's like this when he's 18. No, but they're all children of privilege, but he just wears it. There's something, as you know, that sends me when it comes to this kid. He's just such a horrible,
I think
horrible.
You're just jealous of the Biebs hair.
What? Oh,
that's
okay.
What I think.
That's it. Or the fact that he drives a white Ferrari instead of
maybe
a
you're
red
jealous
tractor.
Of his Ferrari, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Mariah Carey will not handle dirty diapers. Is that a big story? Is that trending somewhere?
It's not a big surprise for me, but she never made any bones about being a diva. She's always been that way, and so to me it's not a surprise that, you know, she has someone to change her kids' diapers for her.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. A summary of some important things that you didn't know. When you invested your time in this hour, you didn't know you were going to find out things that you didn't know. Now I'm happy to tell you, you know him.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug looking into information that will help you in terms of, well, I hope it will help you, that's the idea. Technology being what it is and all, there's all kinds of information. Here's a new report, Jennifer, that 10,000 active identity theft crime rings exist in our country. 10,000 active identity theft crime rings exist in our country. This info comes from the fraud-fighting firm ID Analytics. Shows the greatest concentration in the ring of fraud is in Virginia and Maryland. You wonder why. And it stretches down to Mississippi. The firm found that the minority of these rings are not professional criminal organizations, but rather friends and family groups. Crime ring defined as two or more individuals working together, submitting fraudulent applications in an attempt to commit fraud. So this is pretty interesting. They want to take other people's identities and steal money. That's basically what it's all about. I think this is pretty compelling information and gives you more reason not to be using your credit card information online or anything else, paying your bills online.
Oof. Just being careful, that's yeah. all.
Shelley Palmer, our reporter on technology, is here to discuss the new Nintendo Wii U. Is it Wii U? Wii U. Why? Wii U. W-I-U? What's that?
Why?
Why? You.
Yeah. Why you?
And why it should
why
be on
me
your...
is what I usually ask.
Why you?
Why me?
Should this be on your holiday shopping radar? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Nintendo's next console, the Wii U, launches in North America this Sunday. With the holidays coming and budgeting a must, you might be wondering, why the heck should I care about the Wii U? Don't I already have a Wii? The Wii U is Nintendo's first true HD system, which is something Microsoft and Sony already have in the Xbox 360 and PS3. But what Microsoft and Sony don't have is the Wii U controller, which features a 7-inch screen with traditional controller buttons on either side of the display. Imagine if a Kindle Fire and an Xbox controller had a baby. That's what the Wii U controller looks like. Its purpose is to serve as a second screen for your games, showing maps or inventory systems, but that's not all it does. Playing a game when someone wants to watch TV? You're able to play your games directly on your controller. No TV required. Now, everyone can have a screen for themselves. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And if we combine your auto and renter's policies, you could save $600.
That's like magic.
So, it's like magic.
David Copperfield.
Can your magic policy do this?
The car is levitating.
David, we're an insurance company. We don't cause accidents.
Oh, it's no accident. It's magic.
Bundle your auto and renter's policies with State Farm and save an average of $600. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
All right, technology news in a manner of speaking. Pizza chain Papa John's, Jennifer, faces a $250 million class action lawsuit for emailing customers with illegal text messages. So they aren't texting them. Mm-hmm. So like junk text messaging? Yeah. Is that what you mean? Well, the plaintiffs allege that Papa John's franchises sent customers a total of 500,000 unwanted messages. The spam text offered deals for pizza. Some customers complained that they were getting 15 or 16 texts in a row. Ooh, that's annoying. During the middle of the night. All that good stuff. You know, some people still pay for texts. Not many, but some. Yeah, right. That story you can check out from today's show at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.